Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Kids and me moved into a nice used double wide. It was blue and white, about 100 feet long, with tires and a roof, flamingos on the lawn, and genuine simulated wood paneling on the inside. Now when you move into a trailer park, you hear odd things when it gets dark. Hollering, screaming, cursing, ain't nothing weird. One night I heard a really strange noise, so I crept down the hall to check on the boys, and what I seen done scared me something fierce. Well, there on the Naugahyde couch he sat, a shadowy figure in a Mack truck hat. It was a ghost, and he was drinking all my beer. He weren't wearing no sheet, just a pair of jeans, an old white beater with greasy stains. I screamed like a girl, and he just disappeared. There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got a chain on his wallet, and he's rattling it loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! I tore in the bedroom and slammed the door shut. Pretty soon the sun came up. I told my wife what happened, but she just shook her head. Tell the truth, I'd have had a drink or three, and the stress at my job been getting to me. But just to be safe, I put a gun rack over the bed. Well, a neighbor stopped by later that day, said the previous tenant had passed away. He was killed working on a Camaro out in the front yard. The hood fell and gave his head a smack. He died, but they say he still comes back. And when the moon is full, he tries to start that car. Well, that same night, about 9:45, we was watching Dukes of Hazzard on TNN, and we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from the lawn. We ran out to that trailer lot, and that Camaro was levitating right off the blocks, and that ghost in the driver's seat yelling, "Yee-haw!" There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home, and that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got skinnered on the radio, and he cranked it up real loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Well, things got bad and soon got worse. We were we're stuck with his paranormal curse. He'd wake us up at night yelling, boo, y'all. He'd move things around to cause a scare, made a tin of skulls float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found an online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer. You got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move in and blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer. Look out!
You're going to listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Pound of sugar and a 2-pound sack of flour, please. Evening. Horace Tabor, Worcester, Massachusetts.
When did you get in?
Arrived this morning. Hit a vein this afternoon. And I aim to be back in Worcester by Christmas. It says here, California is going to be admitted to the Union. Just what it needs. Law and order. That's good news.
Well, it ain't to me. It's been my unrelenting policy to bust out any territory the day I become a state and head for another wilderness.
I don't agree, sir.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. All I know is when you look around at the human race, you gotta wonder what the hell God was thinking about.
Oh. God made the mountains. God made the sky. God made the people. God knows why.
He fixed up the planet as best as he could. Then in come the people and gum it up good. The first thing you know,
they civilized the foothills and everywhere he put hills, the mountains and valleys below. They come along and take them and civilize and make them a place where no civilized person would go.
The first thing you know.
The first thing you know.
They civilize what's pretty by putting up a city where nothing that's pretty can grow. They muddy up the winter and civilize it into a place too uncivilized even for snow. The first thing you know,
they civilize left, they civilize right, till nothing is left, till nothing is right. They civilize freedom till no one is free, no one except, by coincidence, me.
The first thing you know,
the boozer's in prison and the criminal he isn't, and only the rascals have dough. When I see a parson, I gotta put my arse in a wagon that follows the tail of a crow.
The first thing you know, I pick up and blow. The first thing you know.
Pound of sugar and a 2-pound sack of flour, please. Evening. Horace Tabor, Worcester, Massachusetts.
When did you get in?
Arrived this morning. Hit a vein this afternoon. And I aim to be back in Worcester by Christmas. It says here, California is going to be admitted to the Union. Just what it needs. Law and order. That's good news.
Well, it ain't to me. It's been my unrelenting policy to bust out any territory the day I become a state and head for another wilderness.
I don't agree, sir.
Well, I don't want to hear about it. All I know is when you look around at the human race, you got to wonder what the hell God was thinking about.
Oh. God made the mountains. God made the sky. God made the people. God knows why.
He fixed up the planet as best as he could. Then in come the people and gum it up good. The first thing you know,
they civilized the foothills and everywhere he put hills, the mountains and valleys below. They come along and take them and civilize and make them a place where no civilized person would go.
The first thing you know,
the first thing you know,
they civilize what's pretty by putting up a city where nothing that's pretty can grow. They muddy up the winter and civilize it into a place too uncivilized even for snow. The first thing you know,
they civilize left, they civilize right, till nothing is left, till nothing is right. They civilize freedom till no one is free, no one except, by coincidence, me.
The first thing you know,
the boozer's in prison and the criminal he isn't, and only the rascals have dough. When I see a parson, I gotta put my arse in a wagon that follows the tail of a crow.
The first thing you know, I pick up and blow. The first thing you know,
was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy, who needs you so? And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. You don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me, Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Watching Fool's Hair, Lakeland, with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Y hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. Puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. ¡Hey! Hubo una vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. No puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Yo hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor.
Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose. And I dressed in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back? And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but he's there because he's a victim of the times. Now wear the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Thank you. This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
I wish you good morning, good morning today. I love you, my darling. Should you stay or go? I want you, my darling. That's all I know. Yes, you are the girl of my heart. I've waited and wanted your love right start. I wish you good morning today. Yes, I want you, my darling, all of the way. Yes, I want to live my
stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. We talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up. We'll be right back.
I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
I want this in my face.